Hi, my name is John Reinhardt. I'm Max Reinhardt's dad. Max is a 16-year-old boy with albinism and vision-related deficits from that.
What advice would you give to students and their parents to help them make the transition to being a young adult and to being successful in high school?
Well, I think I seem to have a theme here, and that's, knowing strengths and weaknesses. And one of the mistakes that I made with Max in his freshman year was allowing him to be placed too much in a kind of predetermined curriculum, for him. And I think that, that probably works for a lot of students, but I think the way they designed it, didn't work particularly well for Max. And so, the strategy that we came out with for this year was to not kind of, pile up all of the academic classes at the beginning of his high school career, but to kind of stretch them out so that he's not overloaded academically, and to mix in classes that appropriately address his strengths and weaknesses. Max loves history, very interested in politics, very interested in current events, and to make sure that he gets to take as many of those kinds of classes as he can. And fortunately, as we live in a suburb right outside Washington, D.C., there's maybe a little bit greater array of choices in that area than there might be in some other schools. One thing that I thought was very helpful for Max was that, we at a very early age tried to make sure that he was going to be in the same school system or the same school cluster throughout. We didn't want to, really work to avoiding moving him. And we did that for a number of reasons. Part of Max's visual impairment means that he isn't able to easily recognize people beyond his sort of bubble of distance. And so we thought one theory was that making friends early and being able to advance through different grades with them would be helpful. And it also helped avoid some misunderstandings. If Max was too close to somebody or something like that, oh, that's just Max. He does that kind of thing. Kids know, for example, on the playground, not to throw a hard ball, at him really fast, because he's not going to see it until he's right, on him. They'll, kind of, play more gently, and with good reason, because if they did hit him with a hard ball, Max at 6 feet might have gotten a little angry and gone after them on the playground.